Everything is so simple. Everything is so simple. All the things we do in life are really quite simple. We breathe, we get up, we go to sleep, we talk to one another, we share ideas, we listen within, we do all the things that make life fascinating and joyful and magnificent, but it's all so very simple. It's all so very easy, all so very wonderfully easy. But is it really so easy? Is it really so simple? We are living our life to live in contradistinction to appearances. Our entire life is lived to live in opposition to appearances. The appearances say to us that we are a child, or we are an adult, or we are happy, or we are unhappy. The appearances say to us that we are sick or we are well. The appearances say to us we have problems or we don't have problems. The appearances all say to us that whatever we see in life, that's what we experience. And whatever we experience in life, that's what we see. It's all so simple, but is it really so simple? Is it really so simple to say, I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect, when you are experiencing something less than whole and perfect in your life? Is it so easy to say, all is in divine order, when things are not in divine order? Is it so easy to believe in the unbelief, the unseen, the things that are not real, apparently, in life? It's not real that there is peace on earth because there is so much conflict going on. But that's not the truth. The truth about all of life is balance. The truth about all of life is cooperation. It's working together. It's being one with all things as they are. That's the cooperation in life. Now, if we look at a circumstance and we see something going not very nice for us, and we are very unhappy about it, the first thing we do is we see something not very nice going on in our life and we're very unhappy about it. We see that and we get upset. And then we say, what can be done about it? So we chase all the outward things. We chase all the outward symbols. We chase all the outward possibilities to bring about the change that we want. If our car is not working right, we say, oh, that's terrible, our car is not working right, and we must take it to the mechanic, and we must take it here and must take it there. Well, now, yes, that's where our consciousness is at the moment. So we take it to a mechanic. But could we have said to ourselves, my car is functioning perfectly? My car is an ideal car. I have a wonderful car. Would our car last a lot longer for us if we said our car was a beautiful car, fantastic car, a lovely car, working beautifully in every possible way? Would our car function more beautifully if we were to say that? Or does our car function beautifully because we say it's an old wreck, it's not any good, it needs a lot of repairs, it needs a lot of this and needs a lot of that? The more we belittle, degrade, put down our reality, the more our reality appears to be put down. Now, our car is not going to be any better or any worse than whatever it is. But if we can look at it and see it as an ideal car functioning perfectly, it will be an ideal car functioning perfectly. You know that's not true, but yet it is true. You know that's not being realistic about it, but it is being realistic about it. This is what life is all about. Everything is so simple. If we would just look at the truth, what is the truth about our bodies? We're whole and perfect. What is the truth about our life? We are surrounded by loving beings. We are love itself. We are unconditional love, and everywhere around us is love. What is our reality? Our reality is not necessarily the appearances. The appearances would tell us one thing, and our reality would tell us another. If you want to go on living your life, if you want to go on day after day after day, believing in the appearances that stand before you and shake themselves in front of you and say, ha, 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 I control you, I manipulate you, because you're paying attention to me, the appearance, instead of paying attention to the truth. And as long as you're going to pay attention to the appearances, you're going to have all those appearances in your life. You're going to have all those things happening in your life. But the majority of the people in the world pay attention to the truth, and they experience the truth. The majority of the people in the world are living in harmony with all of life. They're living in peace with all of life. They're living in goodness with all of life. They're living in right attitude now of everything that is beautiful and good. The majority of the people in the world are doing this. Why aren't you? Or maybe you are. Everything is so simple. Maybe you are. Quite likely, you are experiencing more of the goodness of life than you accept or give credit for it. If you say, I like me, I like me, I like me, pretty soon you start acting like you like yourself. You start acting that your life is a wonderful life and a likable life, and that you are a likable, wonderful person, because that's the way it goes. But if you don't do that, if you don't say, I like me, if you don't put the cause in motion for yourself to experience all that is beautiful and good, then you won't like yourself. You won't enjoy every moment of your life. You won't enjoy every moment of your world. You just won't. Now, why won't you? You won't enjoy it because you are not putting the cause in motion in your consciousness every moment of the time. All is in divine order, every moment of the time. All is peaceful. All is harmonious. All is good. Every moment of the time. Can you do that? Can I do that? Sure I can. Am I going to do that? I am doing that most of the time. I'm doing that most of the time because I'm a positive person. And I'm thinking positively. I'm thinking joyfully. I'm thinking fantastically. Because that's all that I care about. Now, everything is so simple in life. If we will just take a hold of it and take charge of it. And we say to our children, you are good children, you are beautiful children, and they are. Now, if we say to our children, you are bad children, you are bad children, they will be bad. It's that simple. Now, it is that simple, and it functions just that way. Do you have the power in you of training, of discipline, of positive thinking to bring about all those joyful, wonderful, fantastic experiences in your life? Do you? If you do, it's because you put the cause in motion. It's because you were the one who spoke your word. It's because you were the one who made the decision to do all that is good and beautiful. It was you. Now, because it was you, that's all that matters. Now, I say to you, go for it. Everything is so simple. Go for calling up the beautiful in life, calling up that you are beautiful, that everything in your life is beautiful. You live in your ideal spirit, mind, and body. All the factors of your body are fantastic and beautiful and joyful. You are a wonderful person. You are a fantastic person. You are a magnificent person. I say that for myself. I like me, I like me, I like me, I like me. I say it for myself. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body all the time. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body all the time. I live in an ideal spirit, mind, and body all the time. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body all the time. I'm whole and perfect. I'm whole and perfect. I like me. I like me. I like me. Positive, positive, positive. Say these things, and you'll see that everything truly is simple. It's just simply, which direction are you going? The positive or the negative? You make the choice. And when you make the choice, you'll have the results. And when you have the results, you'll say, wow, I did it. I did it. I did it. And you do indeed did it. You do indeed having done it, because you put the cause in motion. Claim it for yourself today. It's yours now. And enjoy it, because it's the truth about you. Know that I love me, I love me, I love me, and I love you, I love you, I love you, and I think you're wonderful just like I am. have a glorious day, and know that that's the way it's meant to be, and that's the only way.